Reviewing news from the war, the first U.S. combat casualty today, a Marine killed in southern Iraq. Earlier, four Marines and eight British soldiers died in the accidental crash of a U.S. helicopter. Despite these deaths, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair today said the war is going well, but he cautioned against expecting an overnight victory. U.S. and British forces are moving rapidly in southern Iraq and have taken control of some oil facilities. They have met only limited resistance, and hundreds of Iraqi soldiers have surrendered. NPR's John Burnett is in southern Iraq. John, can you be any more specific about your location?
Yes. Well, Bob, let me tell you where I've just been. I'm actually standing in a Kuwaiti oil field right now, but we just came back from Iraq. A lieutenant colonel and a captain threw a couple of journalists in a Humvee, and we drove into the town of Safwan, which is the Iraqi border town, which has really only been free of Ba'ath party control for about 8 hours when we rolled in there. And it was quite interesting. The town, people were just coming out. There was mainly young men in the streets, and there was a kind of a festival of looting going on with a lot of office furniture and some air conditioners and ceiling fans. There were the beginnings of tearing down the signs of Saddam, and there weren't a lot of English speakers, and we didn't have a translator with us, unfortunately. But we do hear from a couple of men when asked them about, well, what do you think of the U.S. occupation? What do you think of, you know, these signs of Saddam coming down? They were very guarded in their, shall we say, enthusiasm. I think they're just unsure still what all this means after 25 years of Ba'ath Party rule. 8 hours of the U.S. Army has not convinced them yet. It was really interesting. We also counted six or seven oil field fires as we were driving along the border, and we saw where the U.S. and British troops had come across. It looked just like what I saw in Kuwait 12 years ago, with these enormous black plumes of smoke, fire coming up out of the ground. Quite impressive, but not nearly as obscuring as the oil fields of Kuwait, which just blackened the sky.
The advance seems to be going very rapidly, though.
Yeah, it is. And we actually saw units continuing to move through the Safwan border crossing up into Iraq. I mean, that's the whole idea. They're pushing this campaign as fast and furiously as possible to convince the Republican Guard and Saddam's loyalists farther north that it's pointless to resist. And so, obviously, speed and fury are primary.
Have there been a number of surrenders? Have you seen any of that?
No, we haven't seen any surrenders, Bob. We understand that the 1st Marine Division, when it crossed the border about 8:30 local time last night, and then more came across this morning, that there have been about 100 captures, and that now there's a POW camp that's being constructed in Iraq, just on the other side of the Kuwait border, which will be ready for some of these detainees pretty soon.
The British military officials are predicting Baghdad is only a few days away.
That sounds very optimistic to me. It's a long way to Baghdad. It's 350 miles. It's a very long logistic trail. There's no telling what the Iraqis are going to throw at the troops. I would be very cautious about too much optimism based on a successful first 24 hours.
Did the people you were with, did you encounter any resistance?
Well, no, but I was traveling with the military, I should say, and so we had a lot of firepower with us. I'm sorry, did you mean the division that I'm traveling with, did they meet resistance in
That's
the
right.
battle last night?
That's right.
Oh, not quite as much as they could have. I understand that some of the 51st Mechanized Infantry of the Iraqi Army, we were told by an intel officer this morning, an intelligence officer, that the Iraqi commanders cut and ran, hightailed it to Basra, and left their troops in the field under the command of junior officers, and so the fighting was very disorganized and sort of sporadic. So this division down here south crumbled about the way the military thought it would.
NPR's John Burnett back in Kuwait after being in southern Iraq.